Exclusive: Establishment GOP in Northeast Florida panics as conservatives take over local party, endorse outsider candidates. By Matthew Boyle on July 29, 2024. St. Augustine, Florida, establishment Republicans here in Northeast Florida are scrambling after grassroots conservatives successfully took control of the St. Johns County Republican Party and endorsed a slate of candidates against more establishment types inside the GOP. The moves could have serious implications for the United States Congress, as one of the most contentious but thus far under the radar congressional primaries in the country is at the heart of what's happening here on the ground. If the establishment candidate wins, business as usual is likely to continue unabated in Washington at least for the time being. If the grassroots candidate wins, it could send a shockwave through Washington so sharp it'd jolt those at the center of power at their cores. Dating back several months now, much earlier this year, the now former chairman of the St. Johns County Republican Executive Committee, REC, Blake Patterson, by all accounts a grassroots conservative, was ousted from his position. In the wake of his ouster, the county party's vice chairman Jamie Parham took the reins until an election was held in the spring to elect a full-time chairman for the rest of the election cycle. At the meeting where the election was scheduled, grassroots conservative Denver Cook, who himself is a candidate for another local office, won the election. After Cook won the election, the St. Johns County GOP formally then endorsed a slate of grassroots candidates in the upcoming August 20 primary for a number of offices locally and perhaps most importantly for the U.S. Congress here in Florida's 5th Congressional District when the party endorsed Mara Macy for the House. St. Johns County is one of two counties contained at least partially within the boundaries of the 5th U.S. Congressional District in Florida. The current representative is Representative John Rutherford, RFL, a very establishment member of Congress whose voting record in favor of swamp deals in Washington has infuriated constituents who find it difficult to get a hold of their congressmen. Rutherford's voting record is truly terrible in every respect. He has voted for every single big government spending deal, in large part because he sits on the House Appropriations Committee that funds Democrat priorities in Washington. He also was one of the 25 establishment Republicans who, after the ouster of now former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, banded together to block House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, from winning the speakership. He was even the deciding vote to reauthorize the FBI's warrantless surveillance through the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, of American citizens earlier this year. But that's not the worst of it. Rutherford has also voted for every single foreign aid package sending hundreds of billions of American tax dollars to Ukraine over the past several years. And stock trades he made in connection with the Russian war in Ukraine have been a central focus of corruption investigations into his behavior. According to Business Insider, on the day Russia invaded Ukraine, Rutherford reported a massive purchase of Raytheon stock. The House Ethics Committee investigated Rutherford for some time on these stock trades and his failures to lawfully report his trades, but eventually cleared him. Interestingly, Rutherford actually sits on the House Ethics Committee and the investigation was not dismissed by committee vote until just weeks after the then-ranking member Representative Jackie Walorski, RN, died in a tragic car crash. There are many, many unanswered questions about Rutherford's activities on these fronts, and his refusal thus far to debate his primary challenger or sit for actual news interviews makes it difficult to obtain answers from him. Rutherford is facing a stronger-than-expected challenge from grassroots conservative Mara Macy, who has been a frequent guest on Breitbart News Radio on Sirius XM 125 The Patriot Channel. Macy, the wife of Navy whistleblower Ted Macy, who spoke out against the COVID vaccine mandates in the military and rose to prominence as one of the leading critics of the jab, has emerged as a tour de force of grassroots politics at the local level, winning people over while knocking doors and fighting from the ground up. If she's able to overcome Rutherford in the upcoming August 20 primary here in Florida, it will be a true testament to the strength of the grassroots and the bottom-up organizing she has led. With the exception of a lone donation from Colonel Rob Manis's Gator Pack, Manis is a grassroots conservative who once ran for the U.S. Senate in Louisiana. A very anti-establishment guy, Macy has taken zero PAC dollars. Her fundraising comes purely from the grassroots. This district may represent the only opportunity anywhere in America this year for grassroots conservatives to, in a primary, take out an establishment Republican. Cook's shocking and surprise victory at the local level paved the way for Macy's chances at winning the seat. She still has an uphill battle, she's being outspent big time as the establishment continues to fund Rutherford. Albeit at lesser levels than many other establishment incumbents elsewhere nationwide, and a few weeks to go. Rutherford, meanwhile, won like so many other incumbent Republicans nationwide an endorsement from former President Donald Trump. Trump sent out a Truth Social post a couple months ago but has not said a word since. It's unclear how seriously invested Trump is in this race other than trying to run up his statistics and improve his already impressive win-loss ratio with endorsements. But Trump has hardly ever worked against incumbent Republican members of Congress. This cycle, the most notable time Trump did it was against now outgoing Representative Bob Good, RVA, where Trump endorsed State Senator John McGuire against him in the primary. McGuire won in a nail-biter that took weeks after Election Day to lock in. But the endorsement that might matter more here is the one Macy has won from the St. Johns County GOP. St. Johns County is one of the two counties in the district, and having the formal GOP endorse against a sitting member is extremely rare even in a world of rising anti-establishment politicians nationwide. The endorsement even came after Trump's backing of Rutherford, and the people here in St. Johns County are mega-Trump fans. In fact, even the establishment types fashion themselves as Trump supporters and literally call their events the Trump Club. So, ultimately, when the local party bucks someone as powerful and as revered as Trump to call for the ouster of their longtime congressman, they are showing just how angry they are with him. For whatever it's worth, these folks will still follow Trump to the end of the earth and vote for him in the record numbers he's become accustomed to from Northeast Florida, and they do not blame him for Rutherford at all. For context, St. Johns County is one of the wealthier counties in Florida, right up there with Naples, which is far down on the other side, the Gulf Coast side, of Florida. Home to Ponte Vedra, a donor enclave, this is a powerful fundraising ground floor for national politicians. It's from here where now Florida Governor Ron DeSantis first hit the national political stage as the U.S. Congressman in the nearby 6th Congressional District. The boundaries were different back when he was in Congress, as it's a deep red area. In fact, people here are so hardcore that when DeSantis decided to run against Trump, they were furious with their previously beloved governor and encouraged all their members of Congress to endorse Trump over DeSantis. Most of Florida's congressional delegation obliged, including Rutherford, ironically, perhaps the only time Rutherford ever listened to his constituents. But the point is, this is a Republican district. Democrats don't stand a chance in November. Whoever wins the Republican nomination here is almost certainly going to win the general election. The Cook Political Report's partisan voting index rates this district as an R plus 11, which means there is an 11-point GOP advantage over Democrats built into the registration numbers for voters here between Republicans and Democrats. For Macy to win the primary, she has to win and run up the score here in St. Johns County, then come very close to Rutherford's totals, if not defeating him up in the more establishment-friendly Duval County, home to Jacksonville. Macy has talked about this all on Breitbart News Saturday as recently as this past weekend. The Duval County GOP is still run by establishment types, and has blocked any efforts by its conservative membership to endorse Macy, though those efforts have happened at recent meetings, and the establishment folks there are growing restless as well. In fact, Rutherford himself was at a recent meeting when one person shouted at him in front of the whole room that he is too chicken to debate Macy, and the chairman scrambled to regain control of the conversation and cut the conservative's microphone off. In addition to the Macy endorsement, the St. Johns County Republican Party under Cook's leadership has also poked the establishment bear by endorsing several conservative challengers to more establishment-minded candidates for several other local offices as well. Those have major implications in terms of local policy, but also possibly setting folks up for the future beyond those offices. Many of the establishment candidates view these local offices as stepping stones to bigger political futures. As such, because of how turbulent these actions have been to the old guard of the old establishment of the GOP here in Northeast Florida, loyalists to the old establishment, including Parham, who remains the vice chairman of the St. John's GOP after he lost to Cook, have been attempting to delegitimize the conservative victories locally. Some of them, including Parham himself, have taken to social media to repeatedly suggest that Cook is not the legitimate chairman of the St. Johns County GOP. They have then argued that as such, the endorsements of the party were not legitimate. So, Breitbart News set out to determine who the legitimate chairman of the St. Johns County GOP is. The chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, Evan Power, made it extremely clear in a statement to Breitbart News that not only is Cook the legitimate chairman of the St. Johns County GOP, but that Cook has been following party rules in everything he's been doing. And that means that the endorsements from the St. Johns County GOP are in fact legitimate in the eyes of the Republican Party of Florida. Denver Cook is chairman, Power told Breitbart News. After the removal of the previous chairman, Ripoff made sure that a fair election was held to select a replacement. Since then, Chairman Cook has been working with our team to make sure our rules are followed in the operation of the committee. Obviously, the state party is not endorsing in these races. The chairman of the Republican Party of Florida is just making clear that it views the chairman of the St. John's GOP to be the legitimate chairman and the actions he has taken in his time as chair to be legitimate too. But that simple confirmation will send shutters down establishment spines, for sure. When asked to react to Power's statement, Cook was pleased that the Republican Party of Florida has formally put an end to the nonsense. As chairman, I wish to thank the Ripoff leadership for their ongoing support and assistance as we work through many challenges, including as we successfully endorse state candidates in the August 20th primary, Cook told Breitbart News. The voices calling our operations and our endorsement process illegitimate are doing so in an attempt to undermine the legitimacy of the Ripoff and the St. Johns County Republican Party for personal, political and financial gain. Mazie also expressed her gratitude to the state party for setting the record straight. It is unfortunate that the establishment, their PACs, their associated clubs, and their supporters have been working to discredit the validity of both the SJC GOP chair election and the endorsements made by the GOP assembly thereafter, Mazie told Breitbart News. I'm happy that the Ripoff has decided to come forward and set the record straight publicly, leaving the SJC GOP able to focus on winning elections rather than battling unfounded and desperate rumors. More reporting on the race between Mazie and Rutherford is forthcoming.